You may have asked yourself, why is it that judges in probate matters seem to take such a personal interest in what it is that we're doing? They just want to get in my business. Well, the little secret is that judges who preside over guardianship matters have something on the line, and it's theirs. And it's because judges in probate and guardianship matters have personal liability on their bond. And you say, yeah, but that's just like a $5,000 bond. Well, no, it's not. Each judge has to put up a bond that ranges from $100,000 to $500,000, depending on the jurisdiction, the population of their jurisdiction. And this is conditioned on their doing what they're supposed to do. Now, how many of you are from rural areas where judges have never done what they're supposed to do? You know, I teach in schools for judges, and not so much now, but used to, I would be talking about the personal liability and bonds, inventories, and accountings. And I've been presenting a paper on bonds, inventories, and accountings for about 23 years. And these judges would come up and go, well, you know, I've been judge for 3 months now, and I realize that my predecessor never required an inventory, never required an accounting, and some of these, you know, he was on the bench for 18 years. And you just go, you've got some cleaning up to do. You need to do some triage, because the judge has liability on their bond. And the legislature and the Office of Court Administration is finally getting up to speed with the damage that is done when this is not looked after. So there's a lot of accountability on your client's part, on your part as an ad litem, and on the judge's part. And again, I'm hoping that we can all learn how to work together, and when everybody does their job, it just goes so much more smoothly. Now, it has to be a gross negligence standard. And so when I teach in the schools for judges, I say, okay, here's what you do. If you'll at least do these things, you may be negligent, but you won't be grossly negligent. And it means basically they're going to take care of your business. They're going to take care to see that the ward or the beneficiaries of the estate are protected. In the statutory probate courts, because it's such a large bond, very often they just buy malpractice insurance for the judge. Now, you've heard ad nauseum about the certification. So I know you're all here quasi-voluntarily. So this is part of that certification, enough said. The materials you have is what I refer to as the manual. And I have been writing and rewriting this manual for about 20 years. And typically about 90 to 92% of the questions we would get asked when I was on the bench were answered by read the manual. And so I suggest to you, before you go ask the court a question or before you email me, try and look at the manual. Because typically my rewrites of this are based on two things. It's what the legislature does to us before they leave town, and the questions that I've been asked that were not answered in the manual. And so chances are your question is going to be addressed in that material. Finding your way through a guardianship can be difficult. It can be like a maze. And it's a good idea to have some idea of where you're going and to have a map. And so on page 2 of the manual is a flowchart of guardianship. And my predecessor used to have a flowchart back in the earlier days of computer ease, and it was written on fanfold paper, and it was 14 feet long. He had it in 2 7-foot sections in the back hall of the court, And so if some young lawyer was trying to figure out where they were, they would have they would adjourn back to the wall, and he'd say, "You think you're here, but you're really here. And you just need to understand where you are in the process." I commend this to you as a way to understand an overview of the process and how it works, and that there is a flow to it. The practice of probate law does not consist of waiting until the court contacts you and jumps you on something you failed to do. You're supposed to think ahead and to see the arc of the procedure. Also, at Appendix A is a short summary explaining the basic process of guardianship. And ad litems find this helpful to print this out and take it when they go meet with the family of the proposed ward so they can understand what a guardianship is and what it's not. Because of all the less restrictive alternatives, a lot of people have very fuzzy thinking on what guardianships are. "Oh, well, he gave me guardianship over his bank account." And I say, no, unless somebody in a black dress with a hammer appointed you as guardian, you're not a guardian. You may be power of attorney, you may be agent, you may be a convenience center.